Ah, welcome to our little party, Sue. You can call me Greg, but come on in and meet Terry and Dinsdale. Then turning to Darren, he said quietly, well done. She's a real cracker. Walking into the lounge, Terry and Dinsdale were sitting in a couple of armchairs as Greg introduced me. So, where's your wife? I asked. She's a bit tied up at the moment, but we'll be joining her shortly, he said, as they all chuckled, like he'd just told a joke or something. Come and sit down over here, Darren said, leading me by the hand toward a long three-seater sofa. They were all in their late 50s or early 60s, and must have been quite well off, as the cars outside were also new Mercedes or BMWs. I'm not very good at cars. I assume Greg owned the farmhouse, as he opened the door and seemed to be the one directing everything and couldn't take his eyes off me. So have you told her about our game yet? Dinsdale, the oldest and fattest of them all, said, smiling. No, not yet. I thought we'd introduce her slowly, Darren replied. So shall we get her ready? Then we can take her to join Nadia, Greg said, taking charge. Pulling me up by the hand, he led me to the centre of the room and said, be a good girl, and you'll probably enjoy yourself. But if you start being difficult, I'm sure you know the consequences. Do you understand? Nodding my head, he walked around me and then told me to get undressed. I was in a state of shock, as I never expected that, but soon realized they were deadly serious, and no way could I run away into the woods in my high heels. All staring at me lustfully, I knew there was no way out, and I was thinking, if I can get through this and be home to pick up Jennifer from school, I can think things through and maybe find a way out of the situation.